Knossos is the most important centre of the Minoan civilization and is built on the hill of Kefala. According to tradition, it was the seat of the legendary King Minos, who was not a single person, but a series of kings by the same name, like the pharaohs in Egypt. The city of Knossos was continuously inhabited from the end of the 7th millennium until the Roman years. At about the end of the 2nd millennium BC, the economic, social and political development of the settlement led to the construction of the first majestic palace, which was destroyed, most likely by an earthquake. The second, even more majestic palace was built on the ruins of the old one, and the city of Knossos developed to a large extent, with Evans estimating its population at around 80,000 inhabitants. In 1450 BC, after a partial destruction of Knossos, Mycenaeans settled in the city. Eventually, the palace was permanently destroyed in 1350 BC due to a large fire. The first excavations took place in 1878 by the wealthy archaeologist from Heraklion, Minos Kalokerinos, while Crete was still under Turkish occupation. The excavations that followed were carried out by the Englishman Sir Arthur Evans between 1900 and 1931, and regarded not only the palace, which essentially was reconstructed with cement, but also the wider area of Knossos. The palace of Knossos was a multi-story one and covered an area of 20,000 square meters, while the original architectural and construction inventions, the variety of building materials, the coloured mortars, the marble revetments and the frescoes, as well as the complex water supply and drainage network, are impressive. Numerous and exceptional findings from the palace, such as vases, utensils, figurines, the tablets with Linear B writing, as well as the originals of the frescoes, are displayed today in the Archaeological Museum of Heraklion.